There are days when I love being on the air more than others, and today is one of those days because we've got a couple of very special guests in the studio, and they have brought some absolutely spectacular foods. Zwelly Williams and Leonardo Williams, they are the co-owners of Zwelly's brand new restaurant that just opened this past summer in Durham, just up the road from us at the corner of 15501 and Garrett. It's Zimbabwean food. It is absolutely terrific. It's getting a lot of buzz. And they are here in the studio today to talk about Zwelly's and to introduce us to some of this amazing food that I've got sitting in front of us. So Zwelly, Leonardo, thank you so much for being here with us today in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
And we've also got WCHL's own Aaron Hall, who is alongside me to taste test this spectacular stuff. And you've already been partaking during the break.
I have, because I've been to the restaurant and I know the food is good. And so I'm going to shut up and start eating. And while you guys talk, I'm going
to
eat.
Well, we're excited today to announce a new partnership with Zwelly's here at 97.9 The Hill in Chapelboro. And Zwelly, you have been getting a lot of buzz just yourself since the restaurant opened back in August. WomenAdvanceNC.org named you one of North Carolina's women to watch. So much great press about the restaurant since it opened just a few months ago. Tell us why everyone is excited about Zwelly's.
Okay, so because of a lot of reasons, but I feel like everyone is excited about Zwelly's because they get to try just a different cuisine that's not Italian, that's not Chinese, you know, that's not something that they grew up eating, but something completely different. And it's just a curiosity of eating, you know, something, you know, someone from Zimbabwe, you know, eats every day. So that's one of the reasons people are very excited about the restaurant.
And part of the incredible story of the restaurant is your story as well, because you grew up in Zimbabwe,
right.
Came over to the U.S. After high school, right?
Tell us
about yourself.
So I grew up in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. I went to high school in Zimbabwe, and I came to this country when I went to college at North Carolina Central University. I majored in hospitality and tourism. My passion was always food, even from back home when I was very young. I remember when I was 14, I was coordinating my aunt's wedding. I was doing the catering. So I just always had a knack for good food. And the reason why I went to hospitality school was because I felt like food was my art. So I wanted to present it in the best way possible. And the best way possible for me was my palate. You know, I want food to experience food from my viewpoint. And therefore, I got my business degree in hospitality and tourism in hopes to really introduce people to it's pretty much my creation of what I view good food as. And what I view good food as is what I grew up eating. So that's what I wanted to introduce them to.
Speaking with Zwelly Williams, we've also got Leonardo Williams here in the studio. The two are co-owners of Zwelly's restaurant in Durham. Leonardo, tell us about yourself.
You know, I'm an educator, once was, will always be. I'm a former teacher of the year at a couple of schools in Durham County.
Awesome.
And so my road travel is education. I started consulting, doing education policy work. And as I was consulting, you know, I saw the stress that Zwelly was going through with work. And I asked her, I said, you know, let's just do your own thing. And when she stepped out and actually started catering, she went from door to door in Raleigh, knocking on law offices and dental offices and houses, just anybody. I said, hey, I can make delicious food. Give us a shot. Here are samples. And before you knew it, 18 months later, the catering operation had gotten so big that we were not sleeping at night, we were cooking overnight, getting ready before breakfast and so on, I eventually just stepped out and said, you know, let's open a restaurant.
Yeah.
We were presented an opportunity, so I still do a little consulting, but for the time being, I've shifted to focusing on the restaurant, and I'm so glad that I did. You know, we get to work together, our family is stronger. And now, you know, we are really a staple in the community, bringing folks together over food.
How did you meet?
Oh, I love telling the story. I'll give the short version. So we met at NCCU. Uh-huh. I was a young, silly boy. I fell deeply in love with this girl because I heard her accent, and I was like, wow. I found out she was from Zimbabwe. I got too nervous to go say hey. So when I went over to say hey, I hadn't practiced anything else, so I couldn't. I was speechless. I fell in love with her, spent the next 2 months with her, and eventually I was like, oh, God, I forgot I had a girlfriend.
How do you forget?
So
You did start by saying young, silly boy. So,
So basically, I went to break up with my girlfriend. She didn't want to hear it. She kissed me, and it just so happens to be when she kissed me, Zoili was walking to class, and she saw this girl kiss the guy that had been with her for the last 2 months. So she basically smacked me, and after she smacked me, long story short, I didn't see her for 13 years. She disappeared.
Oh, wow.
So when I ran back into her via our sister Tiny, I wanted to apologize because she probably has a curse on me. I can't settle down. So I apologized, and she was just so beautiful, you know. And I said, I can't lose you again. So basically, I said, you be my girlfriend. You know, we'll be in a relationship. A year later, we'll be engaged. A year later, we'll be married. And one day I'll put your name on a building, and the timeline is
how much
time.
Of that is true?
It's all true.
All of it is true.
All right, we got Zoili Williams and Leonardo Williams here in the studio. Zoili's is the restaurant. Zoili's.com is the website, Zoeli.com. So go there and get more information about the menu and this great food. But we've been waiting so long, and I've got these two plates of food sitting in front of me. So tell us about the food. What do you serve? What is sitting in front of me right now?
So what you have in front of you is a pure, authentic Zimbabwean cuisine. Okay, so the first plate
It smells fantastic, by the way.
We have samosas, which are both. We do have a vegetarian samosa and a beef samosa.
I've already eaten one of
I'm just going to go ahead and eat this right now.
This is how food sounds on TV, on radio, folks. It sounds,
I'm just going to have my mouth full for the next 10 minutes, so y'all just have a conversation and tell us about this
food. So, you also have, this is something that's called saza, and some people know it as pap, some people know it as ugali. So, saza is pretty much maize, cornmeal, like ground up cornmeal, has a consistency a little bit firmer than mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And all it is pretty much is water and cornmeal. This is more so a Zimbabwean staple. It's a filler. You use it to sup. It's like a bread, kind of. Use it to sup up.
Soak up the sauces and things like that.
Yes.
It looks like mashed potatoes, but it's bread.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it fair for me to say it's similar to injera?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And
yes.
Ethiopian cuisine.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So we eat saza with different things, and today you're having saza with peanut butter, spiced collard greens.
Oh,
I
my
know
God.
It sounds like.
No, I just took a taste of it before you said it. Yes.
And this is vegan. You know, if you're wondering how you can eat your collards, you know, get them to taste delicious and also vegan. This is completely vegan, and people love them.
Yeah, I can vouch for the peanut butter collard greens right now.
And then the next item we have in the plate are oxtails. Now, oxtails are now, you know, they are now like a huge thing, you know, in restaurants. People are starting to get into them. So those are curried, braised beef oxtails. Mm-hmm. And those are probably one of my favorite things on the menu.
All right. I'm trying the oxtail now, folks.
Yeah, we're both trying the oxtail right now.
Your reaction videos could be
pro. That's right.
Priceless right now.
Oh, it's so good. You're not supposed to talk with your mouth full, especially when there's a live microphone right in front of you, but we're throwing that rule out the window. For
folks, if you're driving by and we're making you hungry, just stop by Zoili's.
15501 and Garrett Road. It's real easy to get to.
Okay.
Okay, so that's plate number one.
Yeah, so plate number two.
Because we have two plates here, y'all.
That's right.
Has piri-piri chicken wings. Now, piri-piri is a type of chili that's grown in most countries in Africa. And it is literally found in a lot of people's backyards. It's a chili that when you're about to eat dinner, you just walk behind your house in your garden and you pick up one of those and you just crush it on your plate, kind of. It's spicy. You can kind of control the spiciness in it, but people just love the taste and the heat of it. So we marinate all our chicken in a piri-piri house-made marinade. And we grill our chicken and we baste it in the piri-piri sauce. So we have piri-piri chicken wings. We have a yellow rice pilaf, which is vegan. And we have a traditional chakalaka. And what chakalaka is, it is everyone's favorite in the restaurant. So chakalaka is pretty much beans. Yep. It's like a curried bean stew with a whole bunch of vegetables in it. And we cook it in a large pot. We cook it for hours in a large pot. And what it is, it kind of melts in your mouth. Mm-hmm. It has the ginger. It has the curry. It has the chili. Mm-hmm. It has the piri-piri spice. So you get hit by a lot of different bold spices.
Just to bring it back to kind of an American food comparison, this is what baked beans are trying to
right.
be.
Right. That's what baked beans are trying
yeah.
to be.
And not succeeding. Like, this is what it should have been all along. So I've got to say, I'm tasting everything on this plate. Personally, I'm not a big fan of samosas. I'm not a big fan of wings. I'm not a big fan of baked beans. This is awesome. Like, all
you.
Of these are really good. The samosas are great. The wings are terrific. And the chakalaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Yeah, it's my new favorite thing.
Now, when we come to Zuelis and with this fine food, could I get a beer with it? Could I get
absolutely.
A glass of wine?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know, sure.
We've partnered with Harlem Brew Company.
Harlem Brew Company.
Harlem Brewing Company. Celeste Beattie, she's the brewmaster. She just opened a brewery in Rocky Mount. They're local, store right in Durham. So we partner with them, and we also partner with Full Steam. So we keep our...
Oh, nice.
Keeping it local.
That's great. That's
local.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We shop local.
What else is on the menu?
So we do have, as far as our beverages are concerned, we have beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
We carry South African wines. We carry Rickery Bridge South African wines. We have maybe six different wines that get from South Africa. And we also carry Howe River Winemen, and they are also local. They are out of Burlington.
Yep.
Yes. But as far as the food menu goes, one of the things that I really try to focus on, I try to focus on diversity, because a lot of people eat so many, people are vegan,
right.
You know, vegetarian.
Someone's gluten-free.
So, yeah. And you find in a group of maybe about five people, everyone has different dietary needs, right? So
yep.
I kind of figured out a way of having, you know, if you are vegan, you have so many different options to pick from. If you're vegetarian, you have different options to pick from. If you eat about anything, you love chicken, you have different options to pick from. So it's not only one item or two items, you know, for vegans. Our menu is literally maybe 50% of the menu is actually vegan.
Nice.
And the reason why is because back home when we cook, we don't tend to mix in, like when we make collard greens, for example, we don't put any kind of meats or cheeses, you know, and or dairy in our sides.
So this is not North Carolina collard greens.
Exactly.
That's mostly pork
exactly.
and bacon.
We
yeah.
Have
yeah.
Collard greens.
Yeah.
So naturally, stuff is going to be, we're going to have a lot of vegan items on the menu because of that.
That's really
there,
cool.
There was a phrase coined just recently when we were in a workshop with Discover Durham. We're like a blended family restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, we serve familiar food in its natural form, natural state, and we're a blended family restaurant. As she stated, there was a family came in recently. The dad was a carnivore. Mom was vegan. The kids were vegetarian. There was one child that was allergic to gluten. and they all had such a great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and we just recently had the our first annual Afro-Vegan Holiday Community Dinner, and it was a true hit. Like, so many people came out. That they're now coming back to the restaurant and just enjoying themselves. They're right at home.
Mm. Well, if you're listening out there, I apologize because we've got all this great food here and you're in your car without. But head to Zuelli's, 15501 and Garrett Road in Durham, and check it out. So what are your plans for 2019? Do you have big expansion plans, take over the entire restaurant scene? Because you certainly could.
What's in the works? We have been so fortunate to be embraced by our community.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunate that we just recently found out that we believe we're the only Zimbabwean restaurant in the nation.
Wow.
That's awesome.
About 2 months, and we can't find any others. We've reached out to other journalists and others to ask them to also look, and no one can find any. So we have that, you know, huge feat. It's like, wow, that's amazing, but how do you define that?
Yeah.
The other is, we just contracted with the city of Durham. So in the month of June, we're starting logistics now, but we just contracted with Durham County to feed over 120,000 people over a 10-day period.
Nice.
For the United States Track and Field Championships.
Nice.
So we are getting out there. We're excited about providing a healthy option at concession booths. So we have a huge veggie boutique on the menu, all types of wraps and sandwiches, tomato avocado smash, and so on.
Mm.
Expansion is in the future, but expansion for us is going to come when we can see that our quality is consistent, mm-hmm, without, you know, distraction. So it's not any money indicators. It's more so consistency. Our community supporting us to grow from where we are. The plan for 2019 is, you know, one, continue to be consistent and serve more people, bring the community together, make sure that we're efficient. Eventually, we're going to look at some other locations. You know, we're going to, you know, maybe dive into the food truck world. Who
awesome.
Knows? Maybe another location around here. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we're definitely not in a rush to do it.
You can always come to Chatham County.
We're just
University
sure
Place
right.
is grand expansion plans. There's apparently going to be new buildings. I mean, hey.
We'll let the community tell us where we go next.
Well, again, if you're listening out there, Zuelli's is the restaurant. Zuelli's.com is the website. Zuelli's.com. Go there, get the full menu, and find out more. And head to the restaurant, 15501 and Garrett Road, right there in the shopping center, and check it out. It's Willie Williams, Leonardo Williams. Thank you so much for being with us
today.
I love it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.